Home remedies are easy to make and preserve. We're getting started next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Create your own home remedies with herbs from your backyard. Conrad Richter with Richter's Herbs gives us a starting point.
There's many of these simple products that you can make at home are really easy to make. That's very satisfying to know that you've grown something in the garden and you've collected the herbs, you've dried them, you've maybe made a tincture out of them. In our house, if you were to come to my house, you would see in the kitchen, we've got all along the walls, on the counters, we've got lined up jars of herbs that are soaking in alcohol to produce different kinds of tinctures. So tinctures are really, I think, certainly one of the most convenient ways to take herbs and to keep them for long periods. A tincture is typically a herb that's either in the dry form or in the fresh form is infused in a water alcohol mixture, the typical thing like you would get at like a vodka or gin, something that you would get at the liquor store, the alcohol store. You can simply just infuse the herbs in that, and what you do is you would take a wide mouth jar, put the herbs in there. It could be in a powdered form or it can be in a whole form, whole leaf or whole root form. You can make your own blends of different herbs if you have specific remedies in mind, and you would then cover that mass of herbs in the wide mouth jar with enough alcohol to submerge all of the herb, and you would close it with a tight lip cap or a cover, and you would shake these mixtures every few days so that you get a good extraction of the active constituents.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.